Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling because I had placed two orders, but then I received an email saying that my card didn't go through, and I used the same card from previous time.
Okay. Let's see. The most recent order. Well, first and foremost, can you confirm the name associated with your orders?
Stacy Tovar.
And your address?
127 Moscasa Street, 78237.
And the city and state?
San Antonio, Texas.
And finally, the email address?
My first name, and then 1685, my last name, at gmail.com.
Thank you. So are you talking about the orders that you placed on January 9th and January 25th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the one for January 25th, that one's been sent to the warehouse for fulfillment. It may have already shipped. I'll have to check on it. But then January 9th's order, let me see what's going on with that. That was the Harry Potter Bellatrix Lestrange, an older Hermione. That hasn't attempted to ship as of yet. Let me see if what the notes on the order say, if they say anything helpful of any benefit. That's where you were getting the problem with the payment. So I can assist you with updating the card on file to hopefully fix that issue with the system not being able to charge you. And I'm ready. I'm ready for your card number whenever you have it available.
It's 52-75-0500-5250-3036.
Can I repeat that back to you to make sure I didn't make a mistake?
Uh-huh.
5275-0500-5250-3036.
Yes.
And the expiration date?
524.
And the CVV code?
595.
595, okay, let's see here. Okay, so I have updated the payment information associated with that order. So on the next charge attempt, hopefully there will not be any problems, although it seems like you gave me the same card number.
Yeah, that's why.
It's
the same card that I used on the one for it, the Hermione one, and the past one, too.
Did you have another card that you could have associated? Because what we're getting, when we try to charge you, it's coming back as credit card decline, restricted card, and then it says fraud something, fraud A, maybe fraud alert. I'm not sure.
No, it's the only one. That's the only thing I have.
Okay. Then, let's see here. We'll just have to wait and see if the system is able to process the payment. And on the last order, the one from the 25th, let's see. I'm going to check and see if it's shipped. It's been sent to the warehouse for fulfillment. And yeah, it was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment. It hasn't shipped as of yet, but it will be shipping out as quickly as possible. And I see
that
you paid.
That one did go through the
it did.
Card, right?
It went through.
Weird.
Yeah, with the same card. So I don't know why the other order is having a difficult time. But it's something to do with the when our electronic systems communicate with the electronic system for your financial institution. The financial institution is declining our request for the funds.
Okay, I'll probably have to call a bank. Maybe that's why it's getting declined. The bank probably doesn't want to get accepted.
Yeah, I would say that would be a good idea to contact your financial institution. Let them know you ordered something through through Eagle Moss. And when Eagle Moss is attempting to charge you, they're getting back information that says restricted card, fraud, something or another. I don't know about the fraud part because it cuts off.
What was the total? That way when I call them, that's the total there.
The total amount for that order was... $32.40.
Okay. All right. Well, when I give them a call to tell them about the amount. Okay. That's fine.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that was it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I would ask that you please hold for a short one question survey after this call.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much. Please hold.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.